You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. So it is a mindset. Happy Monday to everyone. Hope you guys enjoyed your weekend. I had a great weekend. The weather was finally nice here in Tennessee because y'all know it's bipolar. It's been raining for like the last 2 months, it felt like. So finally got some sunshine Friday. Had a nice little day off. It was cool. Had a good day at church yesterday. It was pretty solid. On this episode, I'm going to talk about just, it's titled, as you can see, Purpose Will Chase You, because that's something that I've realized here on my move, that purpose will chase you. You can try to run away from your purpose. And I'm just going to get straight into it. Like, not really going to shoot the breeze for a whole lot on this one, but just because this one's very meaningful. It's me being transparent. It's very purposeful. I'm going to take a little step and just kind of start back from. So there's me, you know, something I've talked about before. I struggle with wanting responsibility sometimes. And when I mean that, like, you know, I was held to a certain standard, you know, me coaching teenagers, I was always held to a bigger standard. When I was at Tech, when I was playing basketball, just because the light was always on me, I've always had eyes on me. So I was always held to a standard. And that's something that I've always like hated. I hated the responsibility because I've always told myself, hey, I just want to do me. Like, I don't want to be seen. Like, I don't be no light. Like, I just want to move in peace. Like, I just want to do what I like, you know. And honestly, I just wanted to be reckless. Like, I wanted to party all the time. I just wanted to do, like, a lot of things that basically I shouldn't be doing and that the Lord has steered me away from doing. I've always wanted to do those things in peace and just people to not. I didn't want people to look up to me. I didn't. But it always happens that they did. And something that I've learned here recently, I've learned that, you know, the Lord knows that I'm capable of so much. The Lord knows I'm capable of leading people. The Lord knows that I'm capable of being a great role model for other people because I'm so transparent and I'm so real. A lot of people who are on a bigger stage, a lot of people who are held to a higher standard, they aren't as transparent because they're so busy trying to uphold their image, like just their image and trying to be perfect. That happens a lot, especially now with the social media world that we're the direction that some social media is going in. A lot of people, you know, who are public figures are seriously just hiding something and want people to think they have it all together and post always the highlights. And that's something that I'm totally against. That's something that I said I'd never do. And me, I'm just real. Like, I'm 100% real. I see myself as a real person. So, for me, I know who I am. Like, I know that I make mistakes. And I know that I make mistakes so often that I get worried and I fear the fact that people are going to see me make mistakes sometimes. And, you know, it's crazy because I kind of contradict myself because that's what this show is about. It's showing, hey, I'm open, I'm real. But it's like I want to help people so much and keep people from doing mistakes sometimes that, you know, I get kind of hesitant on people watching me when really I should embrace it 100% of the time because I am real and I do show you the real me and I am honest about everything that I've got going on and I'm just really just out there. So that's what I should want because I think that we all should be that and we all should be true to ourselves and just admit, you know, hey, I have this issue or hey, I have this going on. We need to be more real with each other and I think that's how people are going to be helped. And I think that God really takes us through things to help other people and to show other people what we've got going on and just to let people know that they're not alone. So with me, I've always kind of been a runner from certain situations sometimes, like especially when it comes to exactly what I'm talking with right now. Like sometimes I'm just like, I don't want to lead people. I don't want people to talk to me about their problems sometimes. Like, It's crazy because I do. Like, I do want that. But it's like the fear of me steering them the wrong way. The fear of me telling them the wrong advice. The fear of me not telling them the right thing to do or me messing up. So that's what holds me back sometimes. And that's why it's important that I'm in tune with the Lord, so that God can speak to me immediately when people come to me on certain situations, when people come to me on stuff that they're dealing with. And that's something that I need to be embraced, and something that I need you guys to pray for me for, that I can just stay spiritually filled all the time, which is asking for a lot, but it's real, because that's something that I struggle with. But so me with this move, like, I quit coaching. I got away from coaching. I'm just like, man, like, I can finally just be about myself. Like, I can just focus on myself. I can focus on me. I can have my own time. I can focus on my man, my marriage. Like, that's what it was about for me. Like, this move, me moving, I don't know anybody. So, like, me at my job, when I first started my job, I was like, you know, I'm not going to get involved with people. Like, I'm going to come to work every day. I'm just going to be low-key, like, not get no relationships, not get into anything, not get into anything. Like, just me, do my job, go home, that's it, live my life. Like, that's what I told myself. So, and shout out to two girls that I do work with. They're younger than me. And I'm going to go ahead and say their names, because I told them I was going to shout out to them. Anyway, Alexis and Nicole, shout out to y'all. And shout out to them, because, like, when I'm saying I'm making this transition, I'm just trying to focus on just being low-key, just be, detached and kind of detached, but still out there with my podcast and still feeding into people, still putting stuff out there. But kind of like, you know, when I'm doing my show, it's just me. It's me and my computer. It's me and my mic. That's what it's about. I didn't want to be too hands-on with people. But as soon as I, you know, get out of my coaching, here comes Nicole and here comes Alexis. And it's crazy because, like, something Terrell has told me, and something that I've learned, that I have a gift. I have a gift of meeting people where they are. Like, I just have a gift of relating to people and meeting people where they are. And it's crazy because, like, I just told myself, hey, I'm not going to get involved. But then I meet these two younger girls who I can just see myself in them. Like, see some of the stuff that they're doing, some of the mistakes that they've made. Like, I can just see myself. Like, see myself. And I just laugh sometimes by some of the stuff that they tell me that they're going through, or some of the stuff they say they've been through or they're involved with. And I just laugh because it's like, wow, like, Lord, you calling me. Like, you calling me, Lord. You calling me to listen. You calling me to show my experience, share my experiences. You calling me to just push towards, you know, just to push towards and, you know, just trying to pour into them and just being open to them. And it's just like, Lord, like, here you go. Like, I got away from that. I got away from that. I feel like I left that in Bowling Green. I left that back home. Like, I want to do my podcast, but just one-on-one, Lord, like that, you know, you pulling me towards that to really just, you know, mentor and just really just be involved. And it's like, God got a sense of humor, because it's like, God, since I moved, Lord just done turned it up about 10 notches, y'all. Like, I get phone calls from girls before, like, girls on a Saturday night at 9 o'clock wanting to talk and just, you know, and it's cool because that's what I'm about and that's what I want. And it's just crazy because, like, it's just shown me that you can run from your purpose. Like, you can try to run from your purpose and ignore your purpose, but it's going to chase you. It don't matter where you go. When God calls you to do something and he puts something on your heart and he knows your strength and he knows your talent and he knows where you're best at, he's going to put you in that position. Because one thing I've learned, purpose, and, you know, and you're going to know this too, when you're in your purpose and you're trying to find your purpose and you think you found your purpose has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with what you wanted. Has nothing to do with your plans. Purpose will trample over your plans. It don't care. You know, when you have purpose in your life, it has to be fulfilled. And God, especially when it's God driven, like, God driven, he's, hey, here, I'm going to give you this person. Hey, I'm going to give you this girl to talk to. Or, hey, I'm going to give you this person. And it's crazy, but, and it really, I didn't really feel that until, like, yesterday, because, you know, I dealt with a situation where I got introduced to a girl who's married, a younger girl who's married, and she's 23, and it's crazy because I got married at 23, and, you know, just listen to her talk, and she's just, you know, in a place, and she's in a place where she's questioning her marriage, you know, questioning her husband, questioning, I shouldn't have did this. And it's something that married people go through. And it's crazy because when I was at the same age, right after me and Terrell got married, and this is something I haven't really talked about with you guys, but it's the truth. Like, our first 2 years of me and Terrell, man, it was rough. Like, it was rough. Like, honestly, I wanted to get out. I wanted a divorce. Like, everybody's like, hey, y'all seem like y'all just so perfect. Y'all seem like y'all don't fight. No, that was not the case. Like, we have a good time. We're best friends. We cut up together. Like, I love him. Like, I want him in my life, like, for the rest of my life. Like, I do. I love him. But we struggle. Like, we struggle on the husband and wife situation. We was cool as friends, but we struggled when it came to being husband and wife. So it's just crazy that God is just really just putting things into place and the direction. Because, you know, something I've struggled with too, when you're starting something with me, with my podcast, me, something that I've struggled with me doing this, it's like, who's my audience going to be? When you start something new, you're like, who am I going to reach? Who do I need to be talking to? Who do I need to be directing this towards? And it's crazy because, you know, there's a lot of times, and when we're starting something, we feel like we have to have it all together. We feel like we have to have all the answers, and you don't. If you're thinking about starting something and it's purpose driven, and, you know, you're putting it off because you're like, well, this ain't right. That's okay. Understand that's okay. Understand that you're not going to have all the answers when you're doing something to impact other people. You just have to just start it and roll with it, and God's going to put everything into place. So I'm talking to this girl, and I'm just listening to her, because, and it's crazy because I just laughed, and I felt like I was being disrespectful, and I had to tell her, hey, I'm not laughing at you because of what you're going through or, you know, your situation. I'm laughing because I never thought I would be on this side of the table. I didn't think that. You know, I never thought I would be the one to other people introduce, like, hey, I think you should talk to her, or hey, I think that you can help her. Like, and it's just crazy. And it's crazy because sometimes you don't see that in yourself. Like, and it's something I struggle with. And I asked my friend yesterday, shout out to her, I was like, man, like, do you really think, like, the, like, younger people really, like, younger girls really, like, look up to me, like, really be asking me questions or really want to talk with me and stuff and get my opinion on things and, like, really listen? I'm like, do you think I'm capable of that? And she's like, you know, yes, like, you relatable and you transparent, like, and you, you know, and you just real, like, and you got a really good heart, you know, is what my husband always tells me, like, hey, you have a fantastic heart, like, and as I talk to him about the same thing, and he's like, you just have a gift of meeting people where they are, like, it don't matter what they're going through, like, you can just find a way to relate, and that's a gift, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful that God is sending me people that he wants me to talk to, or he feels that I can make an impact with. And it's just with the girl yesterday, you know, just with her struggling with her marriage, and it's like I prayed with her and I just offered to, like, you know, hey, to develop a relationship with her, because I think that when you're in that place, and this is shout out for the married people who ain't married yet, hey, it's hard out here. And you get to that place where just the devil throws so much at you, and one thing could be wrong. And y'all know how women we are. If one thing's wrong, we go through so many emotional roller coasters. We can have a million things going on at one time, and it's just like, whoa, what? Just a 5 minutes ago you was feeling this, now you feeling that, and it just changes in 5 seconds, which is hard. But it's just crazy because, like, I did not see myself being here, and it's crazy, and it's something I've learned too, like. Y'all, we go through so many situations. Like, we go through so much stuff, and we question, why am I going through this? Or what is the purpose in this? What is the point of this? And, like, yesterday, I realized I went through so many emotional roller coasters the early part of my marriage. I went through so much just confusion. And it's crazy because me and this girl have the same background, like, never seen a marriage, married to somebody who has seen marriage, or, you know what I'm saying? And just somebody who don't have no clue, don't know what she's doing, ain't had no foundation. We both are on the same level as far as that goes. And it's just crazy because, like, God, yesterday I realized that God took me through all that to help people who are going to go through that. And because the Lord knows, like, I ain't ashamed. Like, the Lord knows I'm not ashamed to be like, hey, no, I wanted a divorce. Or, hey, like, yes, I felt the same way. And it's crazy. And I was telling her, I was telling her, like, hey, you know, and it's always going to be this way. Like, you always going to have struggle. It ain't never going to be perfect. And you going to have your moments. Like, and I'll be honest with y'all. Like, two weeks ago, like, I was telling her, like, 2 weeks ago, like, hey, I was looking at apartments. Like, hey, I was finna move. I was looking at hotels. I was finna stay in a hotel for, like, a few nights just because Terrell was getting on my nerves. Like, I was, like, on some, like, he's driving me crazy. Like, I got to get away from him. And, of course, obviously, I didn't do that. But I was thinking it. And I feel like sometimes people need to hear that. And when it comes to y'all, I think we're at a time where we need to be as transparent and be as real as we can, you know, especially if you have purpose and your purpose involves you helping other people. I think that you need to be as real as possible and just let people see you and be true to yourself and just understand that purpose is going to find you. Like, I've ran from that. It's something I've been running from. It's like, I'll get into it for a little bit, and it's like, it's getting a little too heavy for me. I'm getting a little too involved. You know, I'm getting a little, what if I tell them the wrong thing, or what if I steer the wrong, but it's not about that. Like, it's not about that, because when you're fulfilling what God wants you to do, and you're fulfilling the role that God has for you, everything's going to work out. But like I said, you have to just make sure that your mind is clear, and make sure that you're also, you know, sometimes we pour out so much into other people that we have to make sure that we're seeking for somebody else to pour into us too as well. That way, so we can feel ourselves too as well, have other people praying for us, especially if you're leading people. And, you know, and I'll be honest too, with me, a lot of times when I wanted to, you know, and I'm just going to be transparent with you as well, like, I wanted to be, like, turn up queen. Like, that's one thing I like to do. I like to have a good time. I like to party. And I wanted to, I'm hesitating on saying this, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I wanted to smoke weed. I wanted to get my drink on. I wanted to go out with my husband, have a good time, you know, explore, you know, do explorations, like, just have a good time. Like, that was it. That's what I wanted. But I've learned to myself that when I'm doing those things and I'm smoking weed and I'm doing all that, like, that's what the Lord doesn't want me to do that. And I don't think there's anything against if you do that. There ain't nothing against it. Like, because I'm going to tell you right now, I love it. I love to do it. Wish I could do it all the time without me having a conscience, without the Lord being like, now, Takara, that's not for you. And that's another thing, too. I'm really big on you having your own convictions. You have your own convictions. If you can't nobody on earth convict you of nothing. And I feel that. Now, I do believe, you know, and people are anointed, you know, anointed pastors and all stuff, you know, they can come for your neck in church. But if, you know, I feel like that the Lord, you know, you are convicted of your own things. Like, the Lord convicts certain people for things. Like, in me, mine just so happens to be me smoking weed. The Lord don't want me to do that. Because when I'm on that, I'm not, my mind's not clear. I'm not focused on helping other people. I'm not focused on, I don't get no message to pour out to people. I don't get a clear mind because it's just, it's messed up. So that's something that I had to really realize and come to terms with and overcome as me walking into my purpose, that just God don't want me doing that just for this reason, just because my mind is just so polluted when I'm doing that stuff because I can't handle it. And that's a blessing. Like, that's a blessing that when you can recognize your convictions. And I think something too, I know that when, you know, when you're on track to do something good and God has removed you from one situation and put you in another situation to fulfill your purpose and another situation to lead, I think that the devil turns it up probably about 20 notches, sometimes maybe 25. Sometimes he turns the volume all the way up, and he does do that. Like, the devil's going to really throw so much at you to throw you off your block and throw you off your game and just to throw you off your purpose. And he's going to give you access to stuff you ain't never had access. He's going to make stuff so easy for you to get and just put things in front of your face that it's easy. It could have been hard for before, but there it is. It's so easy. And the Daniel fast really helped me with the discipline on things and me saying no and just me just saying, like, to myself, like, nah, you good. Like, when me struck, because we all know we love food. When I had to turn chicken down, turn sweets down, it was hard for me, but I got over it and I realized it's just food. So I think that it was perfect timing for me doing that fast, just for me to get that obedience and for me to turn down certain things and me to turn down a certain lifestyle that I wanted to live that's not for me. And it's just crazy because as soon as God told me 2 years ago, God told me in 2016 that, well, actually, he told me earlier than that. God told me in 2012, hey, I want you to pour into people. I want you to lead people. I want you to be open as possible with people. I want you to just be real. Be the person that you are to help other people. God told me that. And it's just like, I still have my moments. And it's something I've been battling with. I've been battling with this for 6 years. Like, I've been battling with the on and off, on and off, on and off. And, you know, I think that I'm now coming to my breakthrough. And I think that you fight stuff for so long and then you break through it. And it's just like, God just keeps on pushing people towards me. And now's the time where I'm like, just thank you, Lord. Like, use me. Just because I was used yesterday, because the girl was really hurt talking about her marriage and thinking that it's over and just had so many thoughts in her head that I could see that weren't real. But she's thinking at the time because she's emotional. And it's just, I think that I was the perfect person to help her. And I think that God sends me the perfect people who I can help and the perfect people that I'm going to relate to. And I'm so blessed for that. And I'm so blessed that purpose is still going to chase me even when I don't chase it. And I think that your purpose is going to chase a lot of y'all. The ones listen to this and just understand that you're going to get off the stumbling block. I mean, you're going to fall. You're going to get back up. You're going to fall back again. And you're going to get back up again. And just understand it's a process. It's a process. You're not going to have it all together. You're not going to be perfect. You're still going to fall off. And you're going to get back up. And I think that's a big thing that we don't stress about. And I think that's something that when people are talking about purpose, a lot of the times we don't hear that part. And I'm here to tell you that it ain't going to be, you're not going to change overnight. You're still going to struggle sometimes. You're still going to run from it. Because like I said, I ran from my purpose for so long. Like, sometimes I'll embrace it, sometimes I won't. And that could have been part of me just, you know, me lately not putting in the much effort into my shows, just because it could be me just trying to, but you know, you just got to do what God wants you to do, because that's what life is about. That's what, you know, if you're a Christian and you're wanting to live a purposeful life and you're living your life for the Lord, when you live your life for the Lord, you're living your life to help other people and to fulfill his calling for you. That's your job. And with I say, and like how I say it with everything, it's a mindset. If I have the mindset of, you know, I don't really want to walk in my purpose, or I don't want to embrace it this week, I'm not going to embrace it, and I'm not going to step into my calling, and I'm not going to continue to let God lead me. Understand that you have to die to yourself. Die to yourself. Get over some stuff that it could be good. It could be fun at the time. It could be, you know, what you want to do at the time, but just, sometimes you have to cut certain things off because you have bigger callings on your life. Certain things are less important. Certain things that you want to do are less important than for what God has for you. Well, they are less important than what God has for you. So just embrace that. Embrace that. Just seek counsel. Get people to help you. Get spiritual leaders. Sometimes you need people who you need powerful prayers, is what I say. Sometimes you need people who pray powerfully for you. And to help you out with that, just to, you know, get the devil off you sometimes when he tries to throw you off your game. And just continue just to realize that, you know, purpose is a good thing. Purpose isn't about you. It's to help other people. And don't chase purpose too as well. I think that we're at a time where everybody's chasing money as well too, because it's so easy to get. Like, you can be on, you ain't, the fact that I even went to college now, I'm like, psh, college for what? Because people's on Instagram making more money and people are trying to, you know, just attract certain people. You know, I'm blessed because I have no doubt in my mind that I'm going to blow up. I have no doubt in that. When I quit, you know, when I continue to focus, I have no doubt my mind blow up. And I'm thankful because the people who are going to follow me are going to be good-hearted people and people who God sent to me to follow me. And I'm blessed for that, because sometimes I go on Shade Room, y'all, and I be seeing the comments people be saying about people and the followers that people have. I don't want a certain type of people following me. I want good people following me. Good people who listen, good people who want to get better. That's who God is drawing to me right now, and I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful for that, and I think that reflects me, reflects what type of person I am, and reflects what I'm about, and I'm thankful for that. So, y'all just, you know, if you're connected to me, you're listening to this, continue to perfect your craft, continue to get better, understand that purpose is going to chase you can't run from it, and just be ready to identify that. And just thank you guys for tuning in. I know I rambled a lot today, but it's something that it's real. Like, it's real. Something that I've been going through, and I'm blessed. And it's something that I had to share with you guys. And just shout out to Alexis, Nicole, just for, shout out to y'all just for thanking a lot of me, or thanking so much of me to want me to pour into you, or wanting to share your experiences with me, and wanting to ask me advice on things. Thank you that you guys see that in me, because I'll be honest, you know, sometimes, you know, the devil gets in my head and I don't see that in myself. And just thank you guys for that. It's a mindset.